Good morning, and welcome to the Fairfield Advantage, the radio program that showcases business events and opportunities and quality of life issues right here in Fairfield County. My name is Linda Kaufman from Fairfield County Economic Development, and you're listening to WFCO 90.9 on your FM dial. We'd like to thank the radio station for allowing us to help identify what might be or become your Fairfield Advantage. Joining me this morning is Susan Foltz, who works with the Ohio Small Business Development Center in Columbus as their director, assistant director and small business manager. Good morning, Susan, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
Susan, we had the opportunity to meet first at a local Chamber of Commerce event, and I was very excited to be able to hear what the Small Business Development Center, henceforth known in this radio show as SBDC, because we only talk in alphabet soup, right, Susan?
Correct.
Economic development seems to have a lot of acronyms, but SBDC is that wonderful resource for small business startups and small businesses who are in expansion. But before we get into the heart of our discussion this morning, I'd like you to share with our listeners a bit of your background and why you are so passionate about where you serve right now.
I have been at the Development Services Agency for 14 years in the SBDC program. I've gone through the Certified Business Advisor program, assisted a small business in expanding their sales to over $3 million. They started out with, I think it was $250,000. They added 6 employees. They were able to grow their business to expand outside of Ohio's borders and bring real economic development to their local community. I've worked in small businesses. I worked at Remco when it was open in Bremen for about 12 years, then went to Lifeline Shelter Systems, actually had management roles in the production and HR. So all of those skills are what new business owners need to learn about before they actually open that door.
Right, and why I have always promoted SBDC from our office in economic development is because we do work not only with the larger business attraction and retention, but we also touch the small businesses who are in startup mode or expansion mode. And what's wonderful about what SBDC, located in Columbus, we have a branch there, is all about the counseling in that learning and growing curve for small businesses, correct?
Correct.
And how vital is it for a new business owner or somebody thinking about opening a business? How extremely vital is it that they do their homework first?
If they do the homework first, make their plan and understand that the benefits will be reaped in a long-term plan, they're able to make the proper investments and get everything lined up so that they can stay on that success track and becoming even a larger business.
Well, and that's what's so important, because there's a lot of new business startups, but are they still in business 5 years from their opening day? And those first couple years and that pre-planning are critical. What are some of the classes that SBDC can make available? And we're talking free counseling, free mentoring, free learning. Let's go into some of those things that a new business owner should take advantage of.
The very first one is business startup. I know the Columbus State Community College has an SBDC there that covers Fairfield County. Some businesses travel to Athens, and they both have a high level down to a very detailed level of business startups. So it's understanding what where do I see my competitive advantage with the existing businesses that are already out there? How am I going to draw in that customer that's going to want the product that I have? And then put that into a plan that they're able to project their financials and then be able to take to a bank or a lending organization or even to angel investment groups or crowdfunding to help them start in the right direction.
Right. And doing that homework and finding out where funding can come from, exclusive of draining or looking at your 401k or using up all your savings, by that point in time, it's much more difficult to go out into the commercial market to secure funding.
Yes, it is. So think of those businesses, a lot of them like to start with a credit card. And then they say, well, I need another one. So you need to be cautious how you fund your business to start with and be able to establish a nice base to build upon.
Right. And why we talk, starting a business is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And pre-planning and doing your homework and doing the things that aren't as exciting are so critical to the base of any business that is going to be successful.
Would correct.
You, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What are some of the other, that BizStart Now is an amazing class, but I see that you also even offer classes in QuickBooks.
Yes. And we do other financial type of classes. We teach classes on how to hire your first employee, because if you're a sole proprietor just working yourself, if you're not paying yourself a salary, you need to build that in. But you also need to say, if I'm going to grow, I know I can't do everything myself. When I add that first employee, what restrictions am I going to have? What requirements is the government going to place on me for that first employee? And then to understand the threshold of when I get to 15 or 25, there are additional requirements that will roll into the plan.
Right. And I think getting back to the basics of taking advantage of all the classes and all the free counseling that is provided, it gives you that roadmap to look, you know, 6 months ahead to 6 years ahead, because this is how a business grows. And I think people that have that grand passion and they have a product that they just know is going to be the next, I don't know, the next best widget, you just can't make that leap right away, can you?
No, it's real difficult. Now, we have tax incentive programs, we have tax credit programs that we can help businesses as they start down that path, and they're reinvesting their money into the business, gives them an opportunity to get some tax relief. And it is it's a challenge for a business to be successful, and they always have to be thinking the future.
Right, and we're here to encourage entrepreneurship. We're not here to say, oh, this is not the road you want to take. It's an exciting road. But to be successful, again, it's doing that legwork. Maybe school wasn't the most favorite part of your life, but this basically is training again, and it's training to be successful and have that roadmap laid out for you. And I can't stress enough how important it is and what a valuable resource SBDC is here. And it's not, like you said, we can go to Columbus from Fairfield County, or we can go to Athens. So just because the training isn't here doesn't mean that our business owners can't go, because we are part of your service area, correct?
Correct.
How do people find you?
You can find us at ohiosbdc.ohio.gov, or you can call me directly, and that's at 614-752-2587. We also have a tool that's called the First Stop Business Connection that's located on the Ohio Business Gateway. And that website is business.ohio.gov/starting. And you can download the business kit. It's going to walk you through all the registration requirements. It's going to show you an outline for a business plan and all the different areas that you need to prepare before you take the leap. And then it has the contacts for the small business development centers across the state. Right now we have 28 centers and they service the entire state. Our business advisors are certified, so they are top-notch and ready to help you. The counseling that you receive is confidential. Our legislation from the U.S. Small Business Administration in 1985 set all of the counseling up to be confidential, so it's not something that we make a public record.
Okay. So business owners, whether you're in that learning or growing curve, whether you need some counseling or some mentoring, do take advantage of what the Small Business Development Center, in partnership with Ohio Development Services Agency, and who are your other partners, Susan? I forget. I'm at a loss.
Oh, well, we have the U.S. Small Business Administration in Washington, D.C., and across the state, the local ones to cover Fairfield County are the Columbus State Community College in Columbus, Ohio University in Athens, and Ohio University even has training programs in Logan at the Logan Chamber of Commerce, so they're getting closer to Fairfield County for direct services. And if you want to meet a business advisor here in the county, those arrangements can be made. You don't have to travel.
Okay.
They'll come here.
That's real important, listeners. If you know somebody or if you are somebody that's considering a business startup, contact SBDC or even contact our office. We certainly network with you on an ongoing basis, and I refer clients to your office and to your website all the time. So we have opportunities for businesses in that learning and growing curve. There's mentoring. There's advisorship. Let's take advantage. And let's grow our entrepreneurial base here in Fairfield County. How about that, Susan?
That sounds great.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that we can do for small businesses is most of the time they have a specific skill that they're perfect at, but they need to surround them with experts in other areas. So you're not going to be able to do it all and do it successfully by yourself, but if you surround yourself with those great advisors, it's really going to do your business good.
Absolutely. It does take a village to create a small business. So, Susan, thank you so much for being with us this morning. And listeners, thank you for sharing time with us. And be sure to tune in at the same time next week where the advantage we talk about might be yours.